Down a bit, cunt.
Whoa.
Fuck.
There you go. That's all right.
That's good to be back.
Okay.
It's good to be home.
Fuck me.
We can live with that.
It's like fucking working with circus animals. It's like working with circus animals. Wild ones. I'm like, it feels a bit like that, those two champion homosexuals who had the tigers.
Oh, yes, they were champions.
Roy and Louise or whatever her name.
Roy and Buttfucker.
Yeah, him.
Roy right, and the tunnel.
And distended butt. And the tiger ate him.
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yes.
Did he really get eaten by a tiger?
Yeah, tiger attacked. Not completely eaten. He was only marginally consumed. But the tiger didn't eat all of him.
Spat him out.
Yeah, he was marginally consumed and he was unwell for a long time after that.
Yes.
Right.
He never recovered.
No.
No.
No. Serves you right. Yeah, fucking tiger.
What was their name? Roy and HG were the two. Siegfried and Roy.
Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
Well done.
That's it. Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy.
I think it was Siegfried who got eaten.
Why would you fuck with a tiger? I mean, really.
And it was a white tiger. They were white, you know, happy homosexual champion tigers. They were white and glowy, and they fucking ate them. On stage. It was fucking great.
White tigers more dangerous than, like, the normal tigers?
Oh, they could be upset because other tigers would hate them.
They would give them a lot of
shit. They would give them a lot of shit, you white tiger motherfucker. You're not even part of the fucking, you know, the yellow crew here. You're white. Fucking, there's something wrong with you. We've got to kill you. So they're angry.
Ah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and Siegfried copped it. Oh, I don't know what he was doing. He must have got an electrical fucking prod poking the fucking thing.
In the balls.
In the balls. Get up on that fucking stool, you fucking white cunt. Get up there. And it fucking ate him. Fuck him. He deserved it.
Probably had a lot of...
What are you doing with a fucking tiger in Las Vegas anyway, you fucking
Well,
cunt.
It was white. It probably had a lot of, you know, middle-class angst going on.
Other tigers would hate it.
You know, it's probably a Trump voting... Fucking
he's recording this, isn't he?
Recording this?
Let's put it in Patreon.
It's so good.
No. Use it to start Patreon, not the public show, for fuck's sake.
Okay, use it to start
Patreon.
Whichever one the surviving Siegfried and Roy one is going to sue us.
Well, the circus came to town in Portimao on the weekend.
And
that's for sure. No fucking tigers.
No.
But
is
oh
the air
my
conditioner
God.
Still on?
A lot of people getting eaten.
No.
A lot of people getting eaten.
Oh, that's better. Oh. Quiet now.
Oh. The plane's landed.
Fucking.
How good
fucking
is it to,
professional.
How good is it to have everyone in the studio?
It's great.
And you're back. I'm back.
And Simo's here.
Simo's here.
Hello, blokes. How are you?
Yeah, good. Simo. Shut up for a moment.
I'll slip back here and wait for you to introduce me properly.
Yeah. Just sit there. Pretend we never spoke.
Right, no worries.
Right.
So the whole team's here.
It's so good to be home.
It is so good to be home.
And what a race we had on the weekend. Oh, the whole weekend was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
We have to get into this.
Do it.
Okay.
Do
it. Let's start the show. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Motor PG, the podcast that takes you places you've never been to and then leaves you there to be fucked by very, very sexy bears.
Yes, it does.
And some tigers.
Yes, it does.
White tigers.
How incredible was Portugal? How was incredible was Acosta? How shit was Luca?
Very shit.
How hot was the girl that was holding down Papa Marquez's arm so the sweat didn't come here?
We need to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
We will answer all of those questions. Later.
We'll get to it later.
We'll get to it.
It was disturbing.
It's disturbing.
It was good.
Fuck.
Can I bring the tone down?
Yeah, go on.
I just want to send a message on behalf of all of us to Aaron Morris and the rest of the Morris family. Yeah. We lost Graham Morris the last day or so. Yeah. Graham was battling bowel cancer. So
it's a tough fight. Our condolences.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
sorry, guys. That's I'm really bad. Sorry. To you. Yeah. Graham was lovely, lovely man.
Yes, he was.
Old superbike racer, for those who aren't aware.
Yeah, it's the same. He crossed the finish line for the last time.
That's it.
Yeah.
But the show must go on.
Yes.
And it will go on. And it's going on fucking now.
Okay.
Let's go.
How are you, my friend?
I'm well.
Yes.
But this is completely out of order.
What?
Isn't it?
No.
Because you don't welcome me first. You welcome him first.
I did. Hello.
And then he got all fucking
I got all morbid.
Morbid.
Well, no, he had to send his condolences.
Well, it was important. That was an important one.
Yeah, it was important.
Well, I'm good. That was glorious. The racing may not be as thrilling as wrestling an elk,
or being eaten by a tiger.
Yeah, that would be very exciting. But it had more drama.
Did it start with his bum? Did the tiger? Are they like, you know, some animals start eating from the
yeah,
anus?
Yeah, they do. They do, because it's easy to get to the meaty
the
bits.
The meaty bits. And
inside.
They love awful. A lot of animals love awful. Yeah. So they go in through the anus.
Through the anus, yeah.
Is that what happened to Roy?
I wasn't sure.
Or
but
Siegfried?
He was,
or?
Siegfried. He was never the same again, and he couldn't sit down, so it could have been an anus-eating tiger.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
But what? Yeah, that,
just glad we clarified that.
We need to know where we're going with this, right? In order to arrive in the correct place.
I think it's done now.
So yeah, okay, good. So the race had more drama than your missus catching you rooting her dad.
What?
In the mouth.
Sweet Jesus.
Well, imagine the drama. That's how the race was for me, anyway.
That would have, yeah, that'd
right.
Be a lot
I loved
of,
it.
Lot
I can
drama.
Only imagine the battle handbags being hauled out after that.
Yes,
one. And they were.
Yes.
And I'd like to have a big shout out to Simon Crafar's superb charity, Riders for Dogs.
Yes.
Bitches, listen to me. Please go to Facebook and like them and share them and maybe bid for some of the great gear Simon has got up for grabs.
It does.
Because it's like a seriously worthwhile charity.
And if you can't afford to bid on the stuff, just send them $20.
Yeah, flick him some money.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there's a way to do that.
And as we've noticed, today we are joined by Simo.
Hello, Simo.
How's it going, Blake?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm free to come in now? Or what?
Yes.
Yeah, come on in,
yeah, okay,
Simo.
Thanks, I'm in.
You've been missing for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Now
been,
you're
had a bit
back.
On. Had a bit on, but we've, I'm back.
We've
I'm
got
back.
To get you. Got to get your race prepped because I'm going to be away for.
Oh, right.
I'm going to miss a show next month.
Are you?
I've got to go. Got to go away and do, like do some stuff. Not sure. I just need to leave. Get away from here.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll get that. I'll do that myself every now and then.
So you're going to have to fill in for me.
Okay. Okay, I'll try. I'm not sure if I can fill you or fill in for you or
he's
what.
He wants to fill me
well,
in.
You're just talking about anus-eating tigers. I mean, I come into this fucking show and I don't know what I'm coming in for, you know. Jesus.
We weren't You'll sure about that either, but we went with it anyway.
Why hand me a script, mate? I mean, fuck.
There's no script.
There's no script.
No. I mean,
yeah, the whole tiger eating, the whole anus eating tigers. You know, it was fresh.
Okay.
Anyway, nice of you to come in.
Thanks. Yeah. Let's talk
see you
racing,
later.
Right? I'm sure people want to hear racing.
We do, and they want to hear. We told you so. So Rod, mate, we told you so.
Whoa.
I love it. This. I rejig some shit.
Oh, I like it.
I like the new music.
Just with the piano accordion in there.
Yeah, I got rid of some of the stuff that we didn't like last time and put in new stuff.
I liked it all.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was all close.
Yeah.
Right, sponsored by Harley Davidson. And we've got the CVO Street Glide. Well, I do.
Do you?
The new Street Glide.
What colour have you got?
They only come in one colour.
Oh,
it's that battleship grey. But this. I banged on about this. I had the Road Glide first, and now I've got the Street Glide. They're a variation of theme. They're a big bag, a tourer thing, and they are absolutely next level good.
What is the difference between a Road Glide and a Street Glide?
Basically, the fairing mounts. The fairing's different. On the Street Glide, the fairing is mounted to the handlebars.
So one's the frame,
one's
the handlebar.
Yeah, and the big hammerhead fairing. You know, batwing fairing's that. That's the Road Glide. I've got the Street Glide. It's got a little glove box that slides out on its soft touch. It's really?
It's, you like your kitchen drawers.
Yeah. You can put your phone in there and it charges. Look, the stuff is very, very – but the biggest improvement is, 121 cubic inch motor and suspension. It goes around corners. It doesn't smash your spine through the top of your head anymore. It's great.
When will the cubic inch thing stop, do you reckon?
Never.
Like every year it's another two or three cubes.
Yeah.
There never. Is no substitute for cubic inches, mate. They're just going to keep pumping that in.
No substitute for inches.
No, that's exactly right.
Ask the missus.
She'll tell you.
What did we tell them?
Well, we told them that BMW is considering entering MotoGP. We said that last year, remember? And everyone said we were fucking full of shit and drugs and being crazy. And that was true too.
Yeah.
But we were right.
Yes.
So the new boss of BMW, Motorrad, Marcus Flesch.
That's a great
name. That's the best name. Yeah. Can you imagine the boys around the office? You can't help but take the piss out of that, can you?
Yeah.
The Flash is here. The Flash is back.
The Flash gekocht. Yes. Flash.
And he doesn't give a shit either. Well, if you had that name.
BMW.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm the boss of BMW. Yeah. My name's Flash.
Yeah. How Flash has been making the threats. He said, BMW M Motorrad has been a MotoGP vehicle partner for years. We have supplied that fat, tired bread van that they drive around. As BMW M boss, I have been to all the races. I know the people in charge, and we are a brand with a presence and a bread van. But it's clear that it has to make sense for us, and that's why we are taking a close look at it, and I wouldn't rule it out. So that's as good as fuck yeah we're in.
Yes, but it won't be till 2027.
Yeah.
When they change the engine.
Yeah.
That's when they Why come in now?
Why come in now?
They don't fuck it.
But they're coming. We said they were coming, and we were right.
Oh, yes. The Germans are coming.
The Germans are coming. What else do we tell you?
Does that mean we get to do that as a We Told You So again in 2027?
Oh, if we're going to be – I don't want to be doing this in 2027. I want to be lying on a beach not being eaten by a tiger.
Sure.
Well, so it's a plan.
Yeah.
My plan for 2027 is to lie on a beach and not be eaten by a tiger.
Yeah.
I just hope if I do get eaten by a tiger, it starts like with my neck and kills me quick.
Yeah.
Not with my...
Not with your bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want those reverse action ones.
No.
All right. So we also told you Yamaha has fallen into the same hole that has swallowed HRC. And Fabulous has said he reckons he's racing in a different championship, like a Japanese one. Because they're all at the back. And he said, the level of our bike compared to the others, it's true that we are further than ever. We are further than last year. We improved a little bit. But they are even better and faster than last year. I've tried everything, wearing my mum's good lucky pearls, waxing three times a week instead of twice, helping Zarko flee his bin rats, which is very zen and helps me focus. And I'm trying to reconnect with my French roots, and harvesting rat fleas goes back to the time of Napoleon.
Yeah.
His army had to eat their own fleas, and this is a fact, on the way back from conquering Russia.
They ate fleas.
They ate their own fleas. They ate their own boot soles.
Because they had no food.
They were fucked up. I think this will help me conquer Yamaha. And he could be right.
He laid it on pretty thick there, didn't he? That's a lot of words for just saying, like, everyone else got better.
And we didn't.
And we got a little bit better.
Got a little bit better.
Yeah, but not as more better as they
not
did.
Not as better as they did.
Not as more better.
Yeah.
You think my English is fucking horrible.
He's speaking.
Well, that's what he said.
That's not English. That's Strine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Strine.
Strine.
Strine. So that's all I have for We Told You So, Doug.
I don't have anything this week.
I told you I'd be back. And I'm back.
And you're back. All right, we move to the news.
All right, there is another We Told You So.
What's that?
We told you Baby Jeebus would get a podium this year.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't think it would happen this week. Yeah, we got that bit wrong, but yeah.
Hey, news, Rod.
I fixed it.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get sued over that one?
Yeah, look, I don't know. This is brought to you by Compass.
That was the ABC music, wasn't it?
Channel 9.
Well, actually, you know where it actually came from.
Where?
It came from a movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know which movie it was?
It wasn't Zardoz, was it?
No, it was
Yeah, you sure you know, man?
No, that's a movie that the man went into the jail, and he was in jail, and Cool Hand Luke.
That didn't come from Cool Hand Luke.
Came from Cool Hand Luke.
That?
Yep. Cool Hand Luke.
Fuck, I've seen Cool Hand Luke.
Watch it again.
I'm going to watch it religiously once a year.
Cool Hand Luke.
Because I want to know what Luke's dirt is doing in Boss Hogg's hole. We all do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, I can't.
Boss Hogg, wasn't he on the Dukes of Hazzard?
It wasn't Boss Hogg, it was Walking Boss, right? Yeah.
Oh, right?
And he said to Luke, when Luke fucking done some shit, and he made Luke dig the hole, right? And then,
because
he wanted to know what Boss Walking Boss's dirt was doing in the hole. And Luke had, anyway.
You got to watch Cool Hand Luke. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to watch it.
You could be right. All right. Compass Expeditions. That's where we started, right?
I'm afraid, though.
Well, Compass wants you. I mean, they're a superb tool company. They do small group size of 15 and 20, and they do adventure stuff, which ranges from 5 days and 100 days.
100 days?
Yeah. So they don't want you to have a holiday. They want you to have a holiday as well as an adventure. So they don't do those fucking get up at dawn, bitches, and ride 500 kilometres and then pass out. You know, like, some people like that. Most people don't. I don't.
They're the kind of tours I organise.
Yeah, I know.
But I make it like 600 kilometres.
600 kilometres. Go to, no.
Yeah, at 140 kilometres an hour.
I like to get up morning, nice breakfast, maybe.
Bullshit. You wake us all up at 5 o'clock with the fucking call to prayer.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Middle of Port Macquarie when the triathlon was on. All those bastards didn't know what was happening. Boris has called a prayer out the front of the motel.
Called a prayer.
Was...
I'm fucking camping at Safala in the middle of the middle of June, and he's up at 4 a.m. doing the Muslim call to prayer. Like, we all thought some fucking terrorists were coming.
Can we get back to Compass Adventures? Because I'm sure they don't do a call to prayer.
Sorry, Pete.
So we give each day gets the attention it deserves. There's a tours are not endurance events or mad dashes, except when the red mist falls.
Yeah.
And they don't need to be Tony Rice to enjoy the tours, which is great to know. Like I don't want to pay money on a tour and end up in some third world country where I have to, you know, ride up Mount Everest, right, on a motorcycle I just picked up at the airport. Because that's not going to end well.
No.
It's shit. No, they will look after you. So they get authentic local cultural experience, which is great, and well off the tourist trail. So, you know, you can witness the dying tradition of eagle hunting in Kyrgyzstan to coming face-to-face with the Big Five in the legendary Kruger National Park. And the Big Five is the elephant, the lion.
The hippo.
The hippo.
The bigger, white tiger.
The bigger lion. The ass-eating tiger.
Famous. Well, it's famous now.
And a Zulu warrior.
Ah, yes, Chaka.
Zulu.
I like it.
Yeah. Right. So there's no camping in roadside ditches, no feasting like bin chickens from a dumpster. This is good because I want my money back. If you're going to make me eat shit out of a dumpster, yeah. I'm not Zaka.
Yeah. No, you don't cook your own food in the back of that shit. Somebody's cooking this up here.
So all the accommodations between 3 and 5 stars include everything from unique African lodges to Mongolian gur. Camps, a gur, Mongolian gur. It's like a yurt, but bigger.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know that.
No, but I do. So there you go. Compass Expeditions. Get on it, bitches.
That sounds all right.
Maybe Pete will take me on one of these, you know. I want to take them to Serbia. I'll give you an authentic fucking cultural experience.
Oh, my God.
You'll love it.
All right. Get to the news.
Right.
Let's get to the news.
Vermin!
The vermin.
Vermin is confirmed to infest Ducati!
Yes, he is.
A 2-year infestation from 2025 with a 2-year option for more infestation.
Yeah, we got that one wrong, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we said last week, what the fuck? Why would they do that? And it's true.
So, I am so happy to be with Ducati, Vermin said. I've already been told not to speak to Pecco at all for the whole season, and when Enea comes into any room I am in, I am to leave immediately. Also, if one of Marco Bezzecchi's dogs bites me, it's my fault.
There you go.
I've also been told not to approach Marc Marquez, but that's been a rule for everyone since 2019.
There you go.
That's it.
But where will he go? Which Ducati team? Because they've not said nothing. They just said he's been signed by Ducati. Hmm. Do they put him into Pramac in his first year? I don't think so.
They're going to torture all of those riders to see who's what.
Yeah.
And that's what Ducati's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get fucking brutal.
Yeah, because they've got talent coming out of their tiger-eating bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marc Marquez.
I'm so sorry.
Marc, well, you started it.
That's what I'm sorry about.
Yeah. And the show's just started. Marc Marquez was given a new Audi.
Yes.
Yes, because he's owned by Audi.
Now.
Yeah. Now, as part of a new sponsorship deal, it was a custom-made RS6 Diplopia with 2 speedos and 2 steering wheels.
Is that like those cars you teach your kids to drive in with the pedals on the other side? Slow down.
The RS6 Diplopia. I look forward to seeing that with both of them.
It's Vorsprung durch Technik. Bitches.
When does he find out that he's actually only got one car with 1 steering wheel?
I've been ripped off.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. It's suspicious.
All right. Santi Hernandez.
Santi Hernandez. Oh, my God. He must be missing Mark Marquez.
He has stated he wants to understand what's going on in Mir's head.
So does Mir.
Yeah.
And because, his doctors.
Because apparently working with John is very different from working with Mark. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah.
Right? Very different.
Yeah.
Like Santi said, he's new to everything. Going fast, passing other riders, staying out of the gravel and air fence, it's all new to him. I'm happy with him, and our goal at the moment is to try to be at the top, but, of course, we're not in the best scenario. You think so?
Yeah.
But the good news is Alberto's new hair has not yet fallen out, so we are positive about that.
Oh, that's good.
That's
big
good
success.
Good,
good, yeah.
Good for Santi.
Don't give up,
give
Alberto.
The boss a plug.
Yeah, yeah. And this is something we can talk about, because don't ever fucking say racing doesn't sell bikes. For the second consecutive year, the revenue of the Borgo Panigale motorcycle manufacturers exceeded 1 billion euros.
Oh, wow. Shit.
The opening result, operating result, at the end of 2023 is the best ever for Ducati at 112 million euros. Profitability increased compared to the previous year, 10.5%.
I think most of that's me buying parts for my old Multistrada.
I was going to say that could be that.
Yeah.
I told you, look, that one from Australia.
He's spending more money.
How many fairing we got for the Multistrada? Oh, mamma mia. Well, the impossibly slim and hungry-looking Claudio Domenicali, the CEO, yelled down to the world from the mountain of money he's proudly standing on, "Is everyone enjoying the taste of our massive money-flavoured Italian balls? Good! Bravo!" Happily, the Germans at Held want you to taste their beer-flavoured balls as well.
Beer-flavoured balls.
Yeah. Well, everything from Germany tastes like beer. Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Because each year there's a real good motorcycle magazine called Motorrad in Germany. It's huge.
It's a great magazine.
Yeah, it's
one of the few that's actually surviving and doing
brilliant.
Well.
They're actually so good. I've read some of their tests in my humble pidgin German. They pull motors down. Review bike motors. Imagine that. You get a bike, you can do 5,000 K on it, you pull the motor down and you measure the shit with verniers to see if it's wearing.
You just tell them to come and pick it up in a box.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell this to BMW next time they give me a bike. I'm taking it to your workshop, Simo.
Bring out the bogger, mate. Yeah. Pull it down or measure it up.
Just let me know if shit's within tolerance.
Bring some fucking beer with you.
Put it back together with a few bolts missing.
They measure
Where does this one go?
For you, mate, when you take it back.
They measure the oil. Anyway, they're really probably one of the best motorcycle magazines in the world. Anyway, their readership votes every year on products, right? So fucking Held wins most years because it's German and they're sort of biased, but this stuff is that good. So this year they got first place in the categories textile clothing, motorcycle gloves and biker jeans. And just so you know, Held, made in Germany, is having a 50% off Easter sale.
Cool.
50% off.
Now?
Now. Do it now. Call them now.
MIG.bike.
Yeah, go to MIG.bike.
No, it's changed. Well, that'll still get you
there. Yeah, it'll still get you there. And 1-300-916-916. Call. Do it now. 50% off, like, fucking racing suits, gloves. It's glorious.
Fantastic.
Right. HRC has Brattle testing 24/7 thanks to the concessions. The question I
that'll
want
help.
To – The question, yeah, why? what could Brattle possibly bring to that pile of fail?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you get that job that you're not really qualified for, but you just keep having a stab at something. I'm not on it.
What do you want me to test? If I go fast, I'll crash.
You know you're going to lose your job at some point.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just keep plugging away until that happens.
It tried to kill Marini at the last test.
How stupid of them to let bloody Danny Pedrosa go. How stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
It won't be long until Marini tries to kill Marini. He's just had enough.
Yeah. So we're at the point now where I've got to ask, you know, I saw Mark Marquez's girlfriend had sewed herself into a pair of Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, it was great.
That's not, to my eyes, that's not the same girl that's hanging off Papa Marquez.
Yeah, I think it was.
That's creepy as fuck then. What is the girlfriend doing, resting her head on Papa Marquez's shoulder and hugging him from behind?
They're clearly a very close family.
Yeah.
You say that like it's like
he was keeping his armpits down so you don't see the sweat.
Yeah, she was behind him and she had her arms around in front and she was covering the pit stains so that the world didn't have to look at the. I think she was doing a public service.
She was, yes.
There's something I need to dig into this. I'm going to ring people I know over there.
Yeah,
I'm looking at you, Simon. tell me what's going on.
I think it was Gemma.
He will know.
I don't know.
She's a lovely girl.
I don't
know. She's always thinking about other people.
Speaking of lovely girls, they all love the ear nonies.
It's time for WSBK's.
Not yet.
More news.
Not necessarily MotoGP news. It's a bit different.
Oh, okay.
Toby Price's contract with KTM has not been renewed.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So Toby has raced his last Dakar for KTM.
They've just kissed and said goodbye.
They've just KTM has a reputation for being pretty fucking brutal with the whole rider contract thing.
Yeah.
But here's what I reckon's going to happen. I reckon Toby's going to go to Honda and have one more crack at the Dakar, and he'll stick it on the fucking podium.
Why don't we talk to him?
Just to say, fuck you.
Let's talk to Toby.
I'd love to talk to him.
Toby! You reckon he's going to do that? I reckon he's half interested in four wheels, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, he's already racing the truck.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I reckon he'll have, just as a fuck you.
Yeah, and good on him if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, because Honda's keen. Honda's keen to make some waves because they got the motocross shit sorted now with the Lawrence brothers.
They do.
I reckon Honda will be, hang on, I'm just looking up Toby's number.
Don't worry about that. He'll answer my calls first, mate. I'll get on.
We'll get on to him. We'll have a chat with him maybe next podcast.
Should we ring him? I'll call him now.
Now?
Not now.
No?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure. No, ring him.
It'll be funny.
Fucking ring him. If you got his number, ring him.
I've got his number. You have to plug it in here or no one will be able to hear it. We'll talk to him next week.
Rod's poop with the whole idea. We'll call him. We'll get him on the show.
So now it's WSBK Street Meat Eat.
I think I just got a fat.
Yeah, with Ian on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
So he sent me his message again. Ciao, sexy ladies. I love how he thinks we're ladies. I think he thinks everyone is a lady.
I think he's just broadcasting it to the world because he doesn't give a fuck about
how hot I look to you all. See, I am a two knuckle fantasy for the girls. Unlike that little fairy boy Bautista. He is like one of those plastic elves old ladies put in their garden so their cats can piss on them. So last week he sent me all these emails that he sent out to mindfuck all the other riders. Yeah. So he's gone, what's he written here? My friend Tug, this week I only send one email. This is because the FIM threatened to sanction me for unsporting conduct. I say to them, get fuck. They already sanctioned me for 4 years and I'm still here and still beautiful. So I will take a week off from sending everyone the emails because by the next round, the FIM will forget, just like they forgot about Valentino taking the cocaine in Ibiza. But I still send one email to Tito because he came last. Dear Tito, you funny bastard, you got lapped. Yes, I know there is more to the story, or so you say, but still, you got lapped. You don't even need to look at your silly expensive watch to know how far behind the winner you were, because your watch cannot measure kilometres. Hopefully by the next round you can be fast enough to be on the same lap as me. Then I will not be able to laugh quite so much at your general shitness. But still, I am prepared to take you to dinner when we get to Asia as a way to say sorry for laughing in your general direction. I know this great steak place, and I will hook you up with their best meat. Your friend, Andrea.
Oh, my God.
Dear, oh dear.
It's pretty good, WSBK.
Yeah.
Top rack.
Big win.
Big win.
That was great. WSBK racing is, it was, I don't know if you saw it this weekend, it was just fucking top level.
Yeah.
It was top stuff.
Well, look at the talent. Look at the talent in that field.
That's right. It's right.
Everyone who's failed at MotoGP.
But, you know, World Supers, it's its own thing. And if you're not watching it, you're missing out on a lot. Yeah, there's, look, there's a whole lot going
it's
on.
It's fantastic to watch.
I'm just fucking with you. It's great. I really love it. It's fucking awesome. It's awesome. Okay.
Should we do observations?
Yes. Do we have observations music? Yes, we do.
Ah, I remember this music.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, no.
So given how both of you, right, insisted that we get all religious because of Pedro, I've included this so we can all say the prayer again.
Are we doing it again?
Yeah, well, we wanted to do it. Like, we don't want to do it every time, but only when he's exceptionally good.
Okay.
All right, so we have this.
Oh, my goodness.
Our Pedro.
Who art a Costa.
Baby Jeebus be thy name.
Thy time has come.
Thy bitches run to you on earth as they do in Ibiza. And give us this day a killer pass and lead them all as a rookie sensation. For thine is the podium, the good girls and the contracts, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm not religious and I hadn't taken communion. No, I didn't chime in on that.
No, you don't want to come back to
it.
We shall baptize you later.
Okay, cool.
We'll pull this bottle of Coke over his head.
Yeah.
Sure. Coke.
Hey, we put it on a shirt.
We did. Yeah. I saw that. That was great. Yeah. That was so responsible. Yeah,
and
of you.
Authorized by Jorge Lorenzo.
Yes, I saw that he signed and that. We should get all our products signed.
We've sold like 20 of them. Everyone wanted a Baby Jeebus.
Of course, why not? Right. All the Hondas at the back of the grid.
They were. Qualifying was horrendous.
Oh, Zarco fastest, Luca last.
Heads a guy have to be rolling, surely. Yeah.
I think Luca's just gone, all I need to do is survive the next 2 years. I just need to survive for 2 years, and then I can ride a real bike.
Then I don't know.
A world super bike.
I'll go fucking chase rats, yeah. Cats,
but it won't matter because I'll be rich beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah.
Did you notice that the beast has painted Mark Marquez's teeth onto the chin piece of his helmet?
I did notice that.
That was pretty good. That was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's, I like it.
And I would like to draw your attention once again to that big giant replica of Mao's birthday cake that sits in the middle of Port de Mar, that all that round. That's Chairman Mao's birthday cake. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's an unknown fact, right? So I also want to briefly observe and mention of the bearded man in the BMW bread van, you know, the one that goes out that's full of all the drugs, band-aids and needles and laps ahead of the start. I thought he looked like a very fearsome wizard this time.
Yeah, he's very Gandalf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's the Flash bloke?
No.
Well, you don't know who he is.
He's a doctor. I know that. Oh,
okay.
So that makes him a wizard.
Hair doctor.
Yeah. Now we need to at this point stop and go back to Pedro.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, because 100%.
Our buddy Matt Burt doing the commentary.
Matty,
we need to step in. We need to do an intervention.
Yeah. This is your intervention, Matty.
Because the rookie sensation thing is wearing thin, Matt.
Yeah, stop.
We need to stop. We can't keep going with calling Pedro the rookie sensation.
Like this lap two, the second round, and I'm already fucking over it.
Yeah.
Right? You need something else. So we'll come up with some alternatives
for you.
Yes,
we're here,
Matt,
to help.
We will do this
for you. We're here for you,
Matt.
Yeah,
Matty, get a pen out, right, pen and paper, get your phone out, start fucking Apple Notes.
Apple Notes, right. So we have rookie extravaganza.
He could just do Baby Jeebus.
He could.
Niño Jesus.
We go on the rookie thing, right? So that's important. So rookie Palooza.
Yeah.
We have rookie Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
Rookie Supernova. Rookie Spoof Geyser.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I can see Matty coming out with that one.
Rookie Spoof Geyser goes round the outside about this stuff.
And that's the end of Matty's career.
Or Rookie Panty Buster.
Oh, yes.
I don't mind that one. Don't mind that one.
That's good.
You're not going to like the last one I come up with. Rookie Sex Fist.
I don't think anyone's going to like that.
I like it.
Pedro, like it.
Pedro, Rookie Sex Fist.
He'd be right into that.
Yeah.
What about moving away from the rookie thing, what if, because he's fucking, as he's growing, he's getting this chiseled jawline. What if we called him the flying jaw?
Flying jaw?
Or we go with the shark thing, the little white pointer?
George will get upset.
Yeah, no, all right.
That's the whole point.
George is losing. Well,
you could just call him the juvenile delinquent.
The rookie juvenile delinquent.
The rookie juvenile delinquent.
There you go.
Yeah, but Matty, you know,
the
like,
rookie delinquent.
Rookie, I get rookie sensation. I get it, but over and over and over and over, yeah. brother, we're giving you some alternatives.
Look, it's just that wording. I think like sensation, extravaganza, like it's kind of laying the sauce on a bit thick, I reckon.
Yeah, he could like, be the rookie white tiger, arse-eating white tiger. Well,
he could be.
The rookie arse-eating white tiger.
Well, see, certainly,
I knew it'd come full circle somewhere. All the best jokes come full circle.
He certainly ate a lot of arse on the weekend, didn't he?
And that was just on Friday night.
Yeah.
There you go, Matty. Throw those ones out. Good on you.
Don't say we don't try and help, Matty.
Oh, my God.
Hey, did you guys see
the rookie toast salad?
Matty's sitting there right now saying, make it stop.
Sorry, Matty, we will make it stop.
One of these is going to get into his head and he's going to let it drop.
Yeah. I know he struggles now. Thank God he's not calling.
Can you imagine if he just like halfway through the race, he dropped the rookie ass-eating white tigers making a move on Marquez again.
And then drops his mic and leaves the job.
Yeah.
The rest of the commentators would go quiet for about 3 minutes. What just fucking happened?
Cray failed, fall over in the pits, laughing his fucking head off. Right?
Although, did he nearly drop that whole Dago thing one time? Yeah, I thought I nearly picked him up on that. So, yeah.
Last time he got it right.
That's right.
Did you guys see Panat whispering stuff in Becco's ear on the grid at the main race?
I did.
The Dark Lord is there.
Yeah. And he sticks out like dog balls because he's got yellow. He wears yellow. He likes yellow. Everyone's in red and there's Panat in yellow whispering to Becco, listen to me.
Do you know what he was saying? No. I know what he was saying.
What was that?
Just because you've got a 2-year contract doesn't mean you get to be on a red bike.
you might
be on the purple one.
On the purple one, yeah.
If you're not careful.
Yeah. And it was lovely to see that Fabulous had his fucking titties out again.
Oh, thank God.
That's a thing. It's great. God. He's the only rider to get his teats out all the time.
Yeah. He loves it, doesn't he?
Oh, he loves it. Yes, he loves it.
7% of the female audience are there just for that.
Yeah, understandably.
When he stops, like the ratings drop.
I'll go home. No more. Yeah. That's a two-knuckler. Straight up. My wife, I said, go to bed. Right?
When you say two knuckles, do you mean like,
oh, no.
Two knuckles deep.
That way or that way?
No, depth. It's a depth measurement.
Longitude or latitude is what he's telling us.
Yeah, it's a depth measurement. It's from the English.
It comes from the English Navy.
It comes from the English Navy. That's how they measure depth in the English Navy.
Really?
Yeah.
Depth of what?
Yeah, into the cabin boy, two knuckles, three knuckles.
Maybe the white tiger uses it.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving right on.
That one too far.
Listen, Grey Gums.
You need to know when to stop.
We need a noise, Rod, to segue. We need a noise.
Wrong.
No, Rod. No, Rod.
Christ.
No. No, Rod. No, not that noise. The other fucking noise. Jesus fucking Christ, Rod. We went through this.
This is the best ever.
It's not. Fucking Jesus!
That noise! Okay.
That noise.
There you go.
Oh, that's right. That's you going up the putty.
Yeah, that's me going up the putty with these sirens in the background. That's so me not going up the fucking putty. Grey Gums.
Yes.
Well, the Commissar's birthday bash over Easter, go there. There's fucking 8,000 bands. It's like Woodstock, but there's actually supplies. You don't have to fucking.
You won't starve.
Drink your own urine or anything like they did at Woodstock.
You won't get beaten up by the Hell's Angels.
No, that's right. That was Altamont.
Right. Oh, sorry.
No. Right. So, yeah, bands, beer, camping, great food. It's a birthday party and you're invited. But they need your help because they're in fucking war with Singleton Bastard Council, right? So if anyone out there is an architect, a town planner, a disability access consultant, please get in touch with Grey Gums, you know. Give them a hand.
They need some help.
They need some help, right? It's a battle. You know, fighting the bureaucracy sucks balls. And the council's being heinous asshats about this, you know, what's going on out there.
Will should just secede from the council area. He could start his own council.
Yeah.
We could be on the council.
We could be the council.
A council of bitches.
Founding councillors of the Grey Gums
Council. The country of Grey Gums.
Grey Gum Privy Council, I reckon.
I like that.
Actually, let's just make it a fucking country. Not even its own council area. Let's just make it a country.
That's what I said, yeah. We have our own postage stamps, our own currency.
Can I be on the coins?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Slavery.
Its own seal.
Bitches.
Have a seal, yeah. Wax. Yeah.
Slavery, yeah. Slavery gets shit done.
Cheaply.
Effectively. That's golden. Fuck. Anyway, fuck that. Right. Team Grassini meeting. Rod.
Be formless. Shapeless.
Like water.
Right. Present.
Team Grassini.
Mark. Yeah. Mark's brother. Mark's dad. Frankie Garcetti and Nadia Padovani. Apologies from Elon Musk and Valentino Rossi.
Why did they invite Elon Musk?
Well, because they do, right? The quality of on the agenda, the quality of Mark's energy drinks, right? And the second part of the agenda is Mark's brother is blinking too much.
Oh, is he wasting the oil?
Yeah. So item one, an extra 20 million euros has been allocated from the team race budget to increase the energy in Mark's energy drinks. An extra 2 million euros has been taken from Alex Marquez's bank account to make sure the energy in Mark's energy drinks is the correct energy. It has to be non-HRC energy. It must be pure Grassini energy made from pure Grassinis. Moved by Alex Marquez, motion unanimously carried. Item two, Mark has observed his brother is blinking too much and he's concerned he will wear out his eyelids. So we propose to tape Alex's eyelids down for 16 hours a day to avoid wear and tear. Moved by Frankie Carcetti, motion carried, one abstention, Alex Marquez. So yeah.
Sounds like a very efficient meeting, to be honest.
If only our meetings were that good. Mm. If only our meetings were that good. Our meetings, who's fucking shout is it? Jesus, no, fuck, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's a dumb idea.
That's a stupid fucking idea. We'll go to jail if we do that. Oh, God.
Are we doing Dear BMW this week?
We are. We have to. Hang on a minute. I've got it somewhere here.
You've gone off the microphone there.
I have. Sorry. I apologise. Sorry. Rod's got a bit to do anyway. Yeah, I'm back.
Right. I love it when they fade.
I've been fucking yelling at him. I loved him at the start. Now I'm not keen on him, but, you know.
Where he's going.
That's the way. Now I'm loving you again.
He feels like one of the team now because he's being abused.
I wrote a letter to Rowan Stoker.
Who's Rowan Stoker?
Rowan Stoker is the head of design. He was the project manager for the R18 and the R9T.
Oh, is he the guy with the man bun and long hair? He's proper.
He's a biker.
Yeah, proper biker.
Yeah. Yeah, and I said to him, I said, "Dear Rowan, I've got to hand it to you. You've killed it with a Roctane. You've taken an already good bike and tweaked it in all the important areas, bigger front wheels, sorted suspension, a bunch of lovely styling touches. You know, you put the instrument set into the headlight cowl. That engine is just gobsmacking. And you and I, Rowan, shared some miles when you came to visit us in Australia. They were fun. We rode the mother putty. Your face, when you arrived at Grey Gums Cafe, did look a tad alarmed. I did not know this was a race, you whispered to me. I said, it's always a race. The bike is clearly not made for such speeds, you said. I said, clearly it is. And then we had a coffee. You're a rocker. He's a rocker. He's a rocker. And we call them bikies in Australia, right? He even has a rigid shovel head chopper in his garage at home.
Yeah.
So complete with a jockey shift, a suicide clutch. He has a beard and a ponytail. And Roland, your smile when you were riding or talking about the R18, glorious to see. Only a rocker gets what a bike like that should be. Only a rocker understands what buttons need to be pushed by such a bike. You pushed them all. So
he'd be feeling very loved.
Well, I love him. He's actually a really nice bloke. So bravo. It was a real pleasure to ride those miles with you on a bike you created on a road I know and love so very well. Next time, I'll see if I can organise strippers and beer for a more authentic and holistic rocker experience.
Yeah.
Love us.
Yes. Bravo.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You got to love it.
Hey, it's time for my new favourite segment.
Yes.
Fredo's horoscope.
Oh, this is Fredo's crystal balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't handle the truth.
Ah, yes. Looking into my crystal balls today, Aries. The pace of things is likely to slow down a bit as compared to what was going on for you on Sunday. This is probably for the best. Take this time to do a bit more planning and stabilizing. You have plowed forth into the fields. Now stop and make an assessment of what you have accomplished. Take things one step at a time and don't get ahead of yourself. Be patient, and things will come to you naturally. Of course, if you're Fabio Quartararo, who is Aries, this may be difficult. Life is blue for you. It will not improve until you change color. Do you like red? Of course you do, and so does everyone. So move on. Black will suit you better. 2024 is not your year. Take the rest of the year off. And concentrate on your passion for handbags and designer labels. Buy a nice pearl bracelet to go with that pearl necklace. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Hang on. Another Aries is Alexa Marquez. A factory seat is what you aspire to. This is hard to achieve when nobody is looking at you. Try to stand there to make a TikTok video, have a drug crazed night out of Ibiza, or lose some teeth. Maybe you will be noticed. You aspire to greatness. You aspire to be like your brother. Keep aspiring, ass clown. Your unlucky numbers are 9, 3, and
93. Oh, God. Golden.
Let us find out.
Yeah, very insightful there.
Yeah, it's very horror. Yeah. Oh, the horror.
It is my favorite segment now. I do love Fredo's horoscope.
So just a brief shout out to Trooper Lou.
Yes. What's going on there this week?
Well, Justin and I have been talking. He's decided to go all in.
All in?
All in. Right.
Fist deep.
Yeah. So.
No more knuckles. We're going all in.
Trooper Lou dollars are the way to go, right?
Yeah.
So put aside the fact that, and Simo's going to do this, that they've got Yamaha parts online and Suzuki parts online. So if you're after a Suzuki or Yamaha part, you go onto their website, you go to that link, and then you look through the parts. And they've got exploded diagrams, just like you have in the manuals. Remember the old manuals?
Yeah, yeah.
The parts explode, it's got a part number there, you order it, and it apparently magically appears. So, but, they want Trooper Lou dollars known out there. So, all bikes get 200 Trooper Lou garage dollars, right? Yamaha MT-09, the Tracers, the World Raid, they'll do $400 on the World Trade, the MT-09 Tracer and the MT-09,
right?
So, but they'll go better. $500 $500 Trooper Lou dollars on the SV650 Suzuki, the GSX-R1000, the GSX-S1000, all the V-Stroms, the 250, 650, 850, 1050, $500 Trooper Lou dollars if you buy one of them bikes.
And what do you do with your Trooper Lou dollars?
It's like Bitcoin, but better. And it makes more sense for old people because no one I know understands Bitcoin.
No, I don't know what the Bitcoin
is. I send money.
I've had a bit of coin before, but never a Bitcoin.
I send my hard cash to some bastard in Nigeria who then tells me I own 0.00001 of a Bitcoin. Go fuck yourself, thank you. What do I do? Anyway, but no, this is better, right? So you get this credit. It's like $500 or $400 or $200. All the bikes are $200, but the special ones that I mentioned are $400 and $500 respectively. You go to the shop and you buy stuff with it.
Yeah.
Helmets, jackets, boots,
Parts if you need them.
Parts if you
need tires.
Parts,
that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Great. So, and, you know, we'll be working with Trooper Lou throughout the year. He's got lots of ideas, lots of stuff.
So, if you want a Yamaha or a Suzuki or a second hand bike, go and see Trooper
Lou. Go and see Trooper Lou.
At Liverpool Way.
They're good people there. They're great people. Yeah. Great dealership. Real good. Great dealership. Right. Done. This is
becoming a just randomly.
It's a sexy thing. It segues us nicely.
We need that followed by a.
I'll get a police.
And then laughter.
We need a
police. Lots of laughter.
Fuck you, coppers. You'll never take me alive. Yeah. Motivational mamba.
We heard from George.
My opinion was that the overtaking was maybe too aggressive.
What's he saying there? Very aggressive or very progressive?
Progressive.
The overtaking was very aggressive.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Hola, stupid putas. I can smell your lack of motivation from inside my Lamborghini Terzo Millennio. Actually, I can hear it because this electric puta car makes no noise. I did not know it was electrical when I buy it. Nobody said anything. But that is okay. I will put an engine in it. So I think it is the yellow putter, stupid, ugly, almost brother needs the most motivation right now. What is his name again? Kuka, Puka, Stuka. Never mind. I will not remember it anyway. Okay. So listen, yellow putter's almost brother. The Mamba Warrior. The Mamba Gloriosa will now motivate you. I win many championships with the Repsola rubbish, but you are not me. You will not win anything. The best you can hope for is to beat the hot mother puta. The best way to do this is before the race. Go and take some fish from the sex octopus puta. He is from China, where they eat fish all the time without cooking it. So there is much raw fish. Put 500 grams of this fish inside the hot mother puta's helmet. Under the lining. Do this on Friday. By Sunday, he will go blind by the second lap and you will be faster than him. Perfect motivation. My wisdom is the air the mountain breathes. It is the air beneath the shark's wings. Your respect is mandatory. George.
He's losing his shit. Was he really assigning ice this week?
Yes! He's got a deal for designer ice. Did you see that shit?
I did see that.
I thought that someone was taking the piss. I thought someone has fucking got Lorenzo involved in ice dealing.
But like,
it's fair dinkum.
Not the drug ice.
Not the drug ice. Frozen water. Frozen fucking water. And he's holding it and looking at it going, fuck my life. This is what I've come to. I'm fucking now endorsing frozen water.
It's the ultimate scam, isn't it?
It's fuck me. Is this what we've come to? Is this what the human race has come to?
Yes.
Say that quickly.
Yep.
Designer ice.
It is, yes.
What the fuck are they going to charge for that €10 a cube?
No, I won't be paying it. I know that much. But that's what we've come to, yeah.
I know, fuck. It's just bullshit. Well,
as long as George signs it up, buy it.
Exactly.
Well, there's a strength of his signature. All right.
That's what I'm thinking. I'd buy it.
We must now move.
Wonder how they post it to you.
We should order some and see what happens.
See how it turns up. Okay. It probably comes like it's a packet of water and you got to freeze it yourself.
Fucking wasting money. No, I ordered ice. No, fuck freezing it yourself. That's like having a fucking tiger that won't eat your fucking ass.
Hey, Rod, it's time for the captain.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Captain. My captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack. The prize we sought is won.
I had someone on the weekend tell me we should do a shirt with "Attention, attention! This is your captain speaking." I don't know anyone to buy them, but
okay,
maybe we'll do it. If someone buys it, they buy it.
Do push like a bastard. Do we ever do?
We did that.
Did it sell?
A little bit, but then. The Beast had his own Push Like a Bastard shirts.
Yeah, well, they're not as good as ours.
I felt he was infringing our copyright.
And we sued him.
Yeah.
No, we will. No, we didn't.
We don't have that kind of money. No. Attention, attention. This is your captain speaking. It worked. I knew it would work. The self-destruct mechanism I had you install in Maverick's gearbox was a huge success. I warned him on Saturday night. Winning a sprint race while I am languishing in the back half of the top 10 is just not acceptable. So on Saturday night, I pulled him aside and we had words. I told him that this kind of behaviour is not acceptable from a first mate. He is not permitted to beat the captain. Otherwise, I will abandon ship on the only working lifeboat we have. And only I know which one of the lifeboats is the working one. And I will leave him to drown with the good sinking ship Aprilia. I could see on the big screen that he was in danger of scoring another podium on Sunday, so I did what any self-respecting captain would do, and I sabotaged him. Yes, it was me. I harpooned him like a fat whale with smelly blubber. I pressed the new button I have on my dashboard, and his valiant efforts came to naught. Let this be a lesson to all of you. I will do what I need to do in order to remain the captain. On the positive side, my poor race did give me an opportunity to follow Fabio's Yamaha for a long time, which will be advantageous at the end of the year when I submit to them my test rider job application for 2024. At ease. What is he going to do next year?
He'll stay on.
No, I don't think he can.
I thought maybe he just basically got one of the crew to put up a last lap thing. Lap before.
That's what it looked like to me.
Like he did, the captain.
As soon as he came out of that last corner before onto the straight, I was like, oh,
he was celebrating.
He's fucked. So something's gone horribly wrong there.
Well,
but he still didn't pull her up for turn one.
I don't think he could. But you got to remember, Maverick panics. Like something like that goes on. His feet came off the pegs. His arms
he's
fucking
like
waving in the air.
That you're scared of they fall out.
That's exactly it.
Those goats kill me. The whole pack of them falls over.
Yeah.
They're playing dead. Yeah. In case the tiger hits her ass.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck. This is the worst show ever. We have to go to a commercial break, Rod.
Do we?
Yeah. Noise gun. Fuck me.
Your ears are precious. Not because you can hang earrings off them, but because they let you hear things. Beautiful things, like the howl of your bike, music, laughter, or your enemies begging for mercy. Protect your hearing with NoiseGuard, the finest custom-made hearing protection you can get, using top-shelf materials, the best audio, and with a comfort and fit that is second to none. NoiseGuard is the best thing you can do to safeguard your hearing now and into the future. Or you can go deaf, it's up to you. Call 02-9157-2491 for all your ear impression appointments Australia-wide. NoiseGuard. Your ears will love you.
I'm getting a bit sick of the fucking...
Yeah, bro, don't do it again or I'll break your fucking arm.
Done now.
He's overdone
it. Oh, my God.
He's overdone it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
No, that's all right. I love him, but... Yeah. Motoi.
Ah! Ooh! Fuck it, what's general that?
General Porter, General Porter. All hands, men in battle station.
Oh, my goodness. That blew my ears out.
Have you bitches seen my new fucking Savage T-shirt?
I did.
The lion is on the front.
I like it on the front.
And that's where it should always have been.
I do like it in the back as well. But that's just a personal choice.
This is not like that fucking ass-eating tiger. This is a fucking lion.
Lion, that's
lion.
Right.
They don't eat ass.
Yes.
They don't eat ass.
I like one of those ones.
Oh, yeah. Nice. They're good. The lion is a distressed design. No, it's distressed.
It looks very distressed on you.
On me, yeah. Smashing it. So the bikes are being delivered to customers. There's constant R&D going on at Savage Motorcycles as well. It's very exciting. Show your support by signing up for the newsletter and getting some merch. Fucking lions, fucking beaut. Love them.
Fantastic.
Love them. The screaming has started.
Yes, they're back on the track. I was disappointed with Chaz Davies.
I was too.
I was looking forward to Chaz hitting the road.
Yeah, it takes a while to wrap your head around that.
Probably, yeah.
So I was waiting for the rookie sensation. Chaz Davies. rookie sensation.
Well, there's a couple of problems here. There's a couple of problems with the best race caller is Neil Morrison and Fran Whelan. Fran's there. But where the fuck is Matty? Matty's gone. They replaced him with Wee Jack Gorst.
What's that?
It's Wee Jack Gorst, right? And the problem is this.
That part of his name, we?
Well, that I asked who that was, and the response was, we, Jack Gorse.
I know, so Maddie. He's a lovely boy, Maddie. He's got his own little business happening there.
I love Maddie. His enthusiasm made that race.
Yes.
Right? Jack has to try a bit more. And the other problem that I noticed, it's not bad, but it's not Maddie. So he has to stop calling fucking Spinelli a sophomore.
Sophomore, yes.
No one outside
What's
of America.
That? That's his second year. Is that what that
yeah,
means?
Yeah, no one outside of America knows what that animal is. It's like an ass-eating tiger that doesn't eat ass.
That's 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old. It's a college term for second-year students, so freshman and sophomore.
Yeah.
But, you know, fuck, unless you know that, you don't know
that.
No, so, dude, stop it.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you'll do it again now.
No, you won't.
Yeah. It's too soft.
Well, get him in that pub in Cowes.
Yeah, we'll fucking
do it. Yeah, I'll fucking sort that shit out. Choke him a bit. Stop crying. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to stop this dude crying.
But the races were good.
The races were great.
Your Balkan buddy, Tulovic.
Tulovic, the Balkan butler, battled his way out of Moto2 and straight to Moto E.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a promotion.
Big success.
Yeah, the rookie was jazzed.
Mainly, rookie sensation.
Yes.
Jazz Davis.
Jazz Davis, the rookie sensation. Moto E has never raced in Portimao.
Casey should go and do it too. Casey and Chaz are good mates.
Yeah, good friend. Yeah. Yeah, very, very good friend. They grew up together.
Okay.
Yeah. With, you know, on the racing circuit.
Right. So did you notice the Michelin tyres for this class now have velvet technology?
No. What's that?
They
made of velvet?
I don't know. They're made of velvet technology.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
No.
I've called the Velvet Fodge. Maybe he can shed some light on this because he's all about the velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I don't know. But that's velvet technology.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Simon Crowfuck, because Yoda knows this shit. I have no idea.
It sounds like a marketing thing that's got nothing at all to do with velvet.
Or tires.
I will be very disappointed if it does not have anything to do with fucking velvet. They can't use that term. Anyway, Garbo was on it at the start, chased by Spinelli and cassette player.
Good on you, Greta.
The Grenade came through to grab the lead. It was fucking close racing. Then Grenade crashed. Kaboom! Crash! Boom! Cassette player leading, Garbo second, Spinelli third. Lots of killer strips. No, slipstream. I do a lot of slipstreaming. Big passes, sports car crash. That's Ferrari, in case you're wondering. Spinelli feeding both cassette player and Garbo their own shit down the straight. That was nice. Gunner Rat crashes. Right? Garbo grabs lead. Zarconi, arsehole, Spanish Elvis, and cops a long lap penalty for the next race.
Well, yes.
And then they both crashed. And then Pons crashed. And then Spinelli fucking won with Garbo and cassette player on the podium.
Yes.
Race two.
Yes.
Spinelli, again, fucking him.
He did the grid properly.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Double long lap penalty.
Yeah. He should have just told him to get fucked like fucking Raul did last week.
Hey, get fucked.
He'd be very lucky.
I'm staying here. Don't tell me what to do. Get fucked. Once you've gotten fucked, fuck off some more.
Fuck off first.
That's what Raul did.
Yeah, that's right.
The bloke with the fucking special badge hanging around his neck comes over and says, get off. You need to get off. He's like, fuck off!
Fuck off.
Trying to stab my bike!
You right?
No.
No, he's fine.
So anyway, the double long lap penalty really ticked him off.
Oh, God,
anyway, it was a super tight racing.
Oh, yeah.
Got the right to look good, but Garbo, cassette player, Agrada, rule at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's less crashing this time.
Yeah, less crashing.
A good race.
But really tight, hard racing. Beautiful.
Hard.
Beautiful and tight.
Hard racing on the velvet tires.
Velvet.
Podium cassette player. Was there with Garbo and Gutteret.
So the championship.
Yes.
Cassette player on 41, Garbo 40, Spinelli 25, Tulovic 23,
yes.
And Zanone 20.
Yes.
I'm back. I'm better now, fuck.
Should we do Moto3?
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Don't do that anymore.
Sorry. Everyone keeps telling me I'm the straight man. I thought, fuck it, I'm going to funny it up this week.
I can't even fucking get fucked. Go fucking Moto 3, you fucking.
Steal your hand, you son of a bitch.
I love this man.
This is the
it's
best.
It's so Moto 3.
Sponsored by CF Moto.
Moto.
I haven't got my bike.
I want to talk about the 800 NK Advanced.
This is the one
is that the
I
naked
try,
one?
I want to try.
Yeah, that's the new the one. It's good. I talked to Maddie.
I saw someone doing one-handed wheelies on one of those.
Yeah, like
YouTube they're on video. Their one. You just fucking really? Take off one, no clutch. So to show he's not using the clutch, he just takes off and up she comes.
Right.
The learners will love that shit.
If you didn't know, it's actually it's designed by Medina 50, which is a European design center. Yeah. So Matty reckons he met the Italians. Excuse me, worked on the project. Rip a bunch of blokes. Good on the vino, he reckons. Good on him. So what this is, it's a naked 799cc parallel twin double overhead cam delivering 100 horsepower.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
Is that old and, KTM motor?
Yeah.
790k
and 81 Newton meters of torque. So it's got the job lot, lightweight forged pistons, chrome ceramic coated piston pins. It's that spun crank, so the firing water replicates, the crank thing that
makes
Yamaha
it like a
does.
V-twin.
Yeah, it makes it like a V-twin.
Yeah. Got slipper clutch.
Slipper clutch. And the Zhejiang 4-piston. And Zhejiang's owned by Brembo.
Yeah.
So they call them Zhejiang.
Chinese
Brembos. But they're owned by Brembo, so they're Brembos. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, 320 more floating discs. It's fucking
everything you want.
Anti-lock brake system by Bosch. TFT's full color. Everything is Apple CarPlay, multimedia, Bluetooth, bullshit keyless start system. 3-year warranty. Tell me what you think they're going to charge us for this.
$16,000.
Nah.
$15,000.
Nah.
Fucking $20,000 for a KTM Duke.
Yeah. No, this is
This is
12,490 right away.
That is a whole lot of motorcycle for that money. Really?
$12,500. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't care that it's made in China for $12,500.
No.
Why would anyone?
And it's not going to be subpar. Like,
no, it's not.
Look at it on paper even. It's looking good.
Well, that's it. Right.
Joel.
Race.
All the Aussies had big erections and all the girls with like panties were like a frog swamp.
A happy frog swamp.
Yeah.
It was a happy frog
happy
swamp.
Frog
Because sometimes they become sad frog swamps.
Oh, really?
Or drying frog swamps.
Oh, when...
when the dry frog swamp, that's Jesus. Fucked.
Jesus.
The frogs are fucking dying.
Yeah.
They're not wet enough.
Well, they bury themselves when it's dry to stay moist.
So Joel was second on the grid. That's why the frogs were happy in the frog swamp.
I don't know where they bury themselves.
Deep.
Anyway.
Rude boy on pole.
Oh, I like a rude boy.
Yes. And upon starting, what happened? Kelso was immediately bitched back into fifth on your Joel.
What the fuck?
Possibly got spooked.
Yes.
They're hard to get off the line.
Yeah, well, Yamanakas and Piqueros. I don't know who Piqueros is new. The rookie sensation, Piqueros, immediately crashed, overwhelmed by hatred.
Crashed sensationally.
Yes.
That was a firework showing up.
It was.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's gone, I want you to replace all the bolts on my bike with titanium.
Yeah.
Why? To save weight? No.
It sparks
like a motherfucker when I crash.
Yeah. So then raised by wolves, Rossi was having a cracker of a ride. It's about time that suckling the she-wolf titties paid off.
He's growing into his name.
He is. He's looking more beastly, more
Getting
wolfy.
There.
Yeah, I like him. I like the kid. Yeah, Kelso fought his way to third, and I thought he was looking good. Then he looks back again. And, it went to shit back to fifth. But he's not backing off. That's what I like about him.
Elbows out.
And someone called Lunetta Crashes. I don't know who she is, but she fell off. girl's name, Lunetta. Lunetta, you can't jump out. Commentators then say something very strange. And this is what they said. There is no difference in tire choice between Holdego and Alonso, but Alonso has a soft front.
What?
That's what they said. So I'm either assuming Alonso's gone flaccid about the fucking groin because there's no difference in tire choice. But I think they bollocks that up anyway. I do notice, bitches. I do notice. So a solid level of hate throughout the race.
Yeah.
Nothing epic. Cheese fire called Kelso. Kelso drifted back into seventh. Holdego and Alonso. Oh, banging, yeah. Young Ralston, huh?
Huh? He did a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah. He beat Suzuki 11th at the end. I thought it was wonderful.
He beat most of them.
Mm. But there was a low-level hate fuck out the front. You know, one of those grinding hate fucks, you know. Ortola, Holdega, Alonso, Rude Boy, Cheese Fire, and Rossi until Raised by Wolves fell off. Then Holdega grabbed the lead with 5 to go, and the hatred dropped off a bit, and then it went up again.
Yeah.
The last
few laps.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your fucking ex-wife in court with less mouth foam.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, well, I don't know, but Rude Boy. Well, Holdega held Rude Boy off by 0.04 of a second, Ortola third, Alonso for the championship tug. Tell me.
Holdega 45, Alonso 38, Ortola 23, Fire Cheese 21, Rude Boy 20, and Joel's on 19. I got a message from Joel to pass some things on to our listeners. Joel said, because I had a few people ask me why did Joel run with the harder tyre? Why did he run the medium tyre? Joel said, look, the medium tyre.
Get fucked, because I did.
The medium tyre drops off. He said, so the soft drops off. He said, the medium does too. He said, it drops off as well. He said, but when it drops off, the way it spins is more controllable. He said, so it's actually a better tyre to ride on at the end of the race.
Yeah.
So. But he also said they ran a different ratio on Top Gear. So 6 gear was a slightly different ratio to everybody else. So when he was getting slipstreamed down the straight, he found it hard to get back.
To do something with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like when, because sometimes when they pass you down the straight, someone slipstreams past you, you can tuck back in behind them and then outbrake them. Yeah. But he was struggling to get in behind. So I think the team made a bit of a mistake there. But
and look, there was a time in that race where I thought the cards are going to fall right for Joel. Regardless, it looked like that what was happening at the front was actually going to play into Joel's favour and he was going to be able to capitalise.
I thought he was riding the perfect race.
Yeah,
just sitting around fifth, just let them fucking kill each other.
Yeah, I thought it was going to come to him, but...
Yeah, I thought he rode it really well. He had a little bit of bad luck with about 3 laps to go. He kind of got pushed wide and, you know...
Yeah, with that intensity of those last 3 laps in Moto...
Yeah, they dial it up.
You've got to be ready to do just to fucking bring it again, take it up.
In every class that happens, those last 3 laps, it just gets dialed up to the red, you know.
Yeah.
So that was a good race. It wasn't super, you know, death monkey shit, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, Moto 2.
Moto 2.
I'm the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules.
You would think there was no one but fucking Bandito Gonzalez out there racing. He was all the announcers talked about.
Yeah.
How dominant he was, how his hair shone in the sun, how well his leathers fit, how sprightly he walked. Like, fuck me, did they mention Vermin and Gangster, but only to say how much better Bandito was than they were. He's better than that cunt, and he's better than that one too.
Yeah, that's why he's beating him.
And now we know Tequila Lopez hates Vermin. Your teammate hates him.
Right? Not buddies.
No, they're not buddies. Like, Vermin feeds this hatred by passing Tequila whenever he can, and so he did in the race with great savagery. It was lovely. But that was after he jumped the fucking start.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the lead and then given a double long lap penalty and somehow look, it was an epic ride. He smashed his way back from fucking, you know, from forever into fourth. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great ride.
Yeah. Well, Lopez did show Vermin his boy hole and then passed him while Vermin was coming to terms with his penalty. So Gangster, solid third at this point. Solid third, comparing, you know, watching these two, you know, compare boy holes.
And then, there's no Tigers in Portugal.
No, thank God.
Well, there's boy hole action. Yeah,
well, that's not the ass. That's...
Oh.
Oh. Do we have? Should we have this discussion now?
You better. Because I always assume the boy hole was a bum.
No.
No, what's the boy hole then?
The pee-pee hole.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What did you think it was?
He's been doing it wrong.
What does it mean?
Because you were talking about Jaume Massie waxing his boy hole out.
Yeah.
Your wedding night must have been a sight.
you don't need to wax your pee-pee hole, do you?
Well, I heard some people
do.
And then what are you signalling when you show it to someone?
That's not the question. The question is, why aren't they blindfolded when that happens? When the boy hole appears.
There's a whole lot of questions around.
Close your eyes!
Oh, my God.
We've completely gone away from
that.
No,
we've just lost it.
You went to a Catholic school, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
Just as well.
God, no. God, no. No.
You'd know what a boy hole
is. Absolutely. I suppose the two terms are interchangeable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so then Lopez crashed while leading, and suddenly Gangster was in first with Death to America Roberts in second. Who the fuck knew?
Yeah.
So Canetta's got 15 finally. Second places. Yeah, but he's got 15 second places. Finally, yeah. Never won a Moto2 race, and he would not have won one if it wasn't for Vermin's double long lap penalty either.
Yeah. Oh, you're probably right.
Because Vermin was lapping a second faster.
Yes.
The whole race.
Yes.
Than everybody else. So, but, you know, it happened. He jumped the start, sucks shit, right? Bandido Gonzalez was third and made everyone happy that Senna Agius was faster than beat the fuck out of Binder, Velvet Fog, Ben Schneider, Dog Boy, Zonta, Sailor Moon, Onchu, and Guevara.
Yes.
But Barry fought with Barry Balls out for 14th.
Yeah.
Didn't Senna get a long lap as well? Did Senna get a penalty?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still beat those bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Good on him.
Can we briefly...
Give him some time.
Briefly speak about how shit Sailor Moon's world has become.
Well, he's got to get used to it, you know? Yeah. He's got to get used to it. Well, some people pick it up straight away. Some people are like, fuck it, what is this big bastard thing here?
Yeah. Well, it's like Canet on 31 points, Roberts on 29, Gonzalez 27, Garcia 26, Lopez 25, Agüero 24, Balls out 23, Jaume Massier on 0. No points yet for Jaume.
Tighter than Kylie Minogue's golden hot pants.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I love a championship like that. Tight. Tight.
Do we have Rossi's instructions to the team this week?
He has got an email from him, yes.
I'm the motherfucking fucking one who calls the shots.
I love it. Okay, let me see what he got here. He says, ciao ragazzi, he says. Well, you says to me, wait till we get to Europe. So I wait. The port of Maui is in Europe. Strunzo, and you both do nothing. Digi, Paisan, come on. This is not what you promised me when you kiss my feet and beg for the ride. You must do better, or I put that shoe in your face. And Marco, Allura, you say you have no confidence. Okay, let me teach you about the confidence. I have much confidence. I'm confident that Uccio needs something bigger than a house to beat you with. I'm confident that if you do not start doing well, the girls will ignore you. And I'm very confident that if we don't see an improvement, you can join Luca at the fucking Honda next year. We understand confidence now? You're beautiful. Luca, what are you doing over there? You must make the Japanese people listen to you. You make it a special test, but you still come last. Maybe you remind them what happened to the Honda when they don't listen to our family, eh? Eh? Eh. I am loving the long Bambino baby jeepers. He making the KTM factory boys look stupid. He making the Marquez look stupid. Vinales was so scared of him, he crashed before he made him look stupid. I shall teach him the special alien handshaker soon. He is going to be special. Not Lorenzo special, but more intelligent. And Pecco. Bravo, Paisan, bravo. You remembered what I tells you. Getting another world champion for yourself is not as important than making sure Marc Marquez doesn't win another world championship. Bravo, you magnificent bastard.
There's only one Mr. Nine Times.
BS, hashtag there's only one Mr. Nine Times, bitches. Ciao, Valley. You guessed it. Yes.
Oh, fuck, yes. That was good. I love him so much.
It's time for the sprint race.
Yes.
Hold my beer.
Hey. I love the hold my beer race.
Yeah.
It was good.
This is brought to us by our friends at AMX Superstores.
Yeah.
Isn't it great that we got this in this country, like these gigantic everything inside stores?
Yes.
Like supermarkets.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're brilliant. Have you been into one?
Yeah. I went and had a look the other day. I thought, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I can't have a look, so I went and had a look.
You end up walking out with so much more than you actually wanted in the first place. Yeah. But that's a good.
Like Bunnings.
Bunnings for motorcycles. Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's great. But Bunnings is like one of my happy places. Yeah. So this could be one of my happy places too.
Baby, look at what they got you for Christmas. You buy your wife a lot of everything there.
Really good brands. Showy, Dainese, HJC. City, Fly Racing, and lots of others. Go and have a look. Their prices are really good because they can, they're huge. They can buy lots of shit
you
cheap.
You can try shit on. Yeah. You know, you buy a fucking helmet and you go, hang on, I needed the medium, another large, and but you could try there and go, this is what I want. Beautiful.
Seven days a week.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good.
Go in there.
And there's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people are giving our listeners a $300 prize of Dainese.
Oh,
Dainese. If they pick the winner of the Hold My Beer Sprint Race.
Yes.
It's the AMX Superstores Hold My Beer Sprint Race Prize-a-Palooza thinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we got a winner.
Oh.
Yeah, how good's that?
Somebody
picked this one. Actually, three people picked this one.
They pick a Maverick to win?
Yeah.
That's fucking
Michael insane. Ross right. Young. Well, Chris Young also picked him. They could be brothers. It could be some collusion. And Dan Hughes, who's probably not related to either of them because he's got a different surname. But Dan, Chris, I don't know, close. But Michael Ross Young won.
Yeah, Michael Ross.
$300 Dainese.
Bravo.
Gift card.
Yes, it's fantastic. Day. Well done. Bravo.
Yep, I've already been in touch, sorted that out on Sunday because I'm fucking efficient. But this is really important.
There's a but.
Vinales needs to get gastro more often.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's
he's lighter.
Yeah, it seemed to work for him, didn't it?
He was a strange yellow colour, but that's all right.
Yeah. He looked like a wrung-out chamois to me.
Because everything goes with black.
Like he just...
Maverick Imodium Vinales.
Yeah.
I love it.
The smell of, like, liquid happiness. Well, he, like when you're aching for a shit, and I know this.
Most
right,
mechanics don't go near him anyway. So.
No, there's no point. He just yells at us. But when you're aching for a shit, you ride faster. Yeah, like I've done it. You tug.
Yeah.
You're out there on the road. And you think the turtle's head is touching cloth.
The worst part is when you're on a sports bike.
Yeah.
Like a sports bike with a really hard seat.
Yeah.
And it's just pounding that turd inside you into the shape of a cricket ball.
Yeah.
And you just know the longer you ride, the worse it's going to be.
Yeah. And you're already touching cloth. You know,
it's already
like
bad.
A tiger chewing on your anus.
It's emerging.
So what are you saying?
Stop it. I've already had one meltdown. I can't have another one.
Poor old Mav had a bit of LBL, a bit of light bowel leaky during the race. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he didn't wear the same leathers on Sunday.
The sprint race. Did anyone else enjoy Mir almost dying on the signing lap? I did.
Yeah. Oh, it was marvellous.
It was
marvellous.
That's the Honda telling you, watch it. Yeah. Watch it.
That's the warning shot.
That's the warning shot. Yeah. Right?
Slow down, mate. Slow down.
What do you think? We're here racing or something? Shut up, right? Just watch what Luca does. Do that.
Yeah. Well, there was a few good crashes.
Yes. Well, this was a race where errors counted big time.
Yeah.
Bags made one when he was in the lead.
Yeah.
You know, once like Martin made one, he let Marquez pass. A few crashes. Brad Binder, Digi, Zarco. A fight for the podium was Bags, Martin, Mark Marquez and Vinales. Why did Beast go backwards off pole? What happened?
I don't know.
He just, I don't know, fuck, I'm not feeling it.
It's not totally gelling with the 2024 bike.
Yeah, you said that. We're talking about that,
I'm told it's changed a bit. It's a different animal to the 2023.
There was some vicious passing, though, like fucking Mark, fucking 93 and Jorge. You know, he won one pass one. They were into it, yeah. Baby Jeebus, so good pace, solid pace.
Yeah.
And when Mav took the lead, fucking Martin cracked the biggest fat. How could he not pass Maverick Vinales? He said, fuck you, I got you, you fucking thing. Because everyone passes Vinales.
Yeah, that's right.
Or he crashes, or falls asleep, or whatever, his gearbox explodes.
Yes.
Or a tiger eats his ass. But he won, and then he became a gorilla. Fucking someone explain that shit to me.
I just can't wait to see the title of this episode that Rod chooses. And then a tiger ate his ass will be the title of the episode.
Oh, no, there's more than that to choose from.
Look, it was a good race.
It was a good race.
It wasn't a great race.
No, it was Mav, MM and Martin on pace. It was all M's.
But yeah. I think it was testament to Aprilia because I said this to you Saturday. What did I say, Boris?
You said, get the fuck up, you lazy fucking sack of shit.
I said that Aprilia had their setup sorted for that track, and I'm sticking by it. You could see Mav holding those nice tight lines, hooking the thing up. He was like it was on rails, you know.
And what was my comeback to that? Why is it the captain then fucking smashing them all?
Because the captain is the captain.
Yeah, well, that was your answer then too.
Yes.
You were right. Anyway, that was that.
You got a poem for us this week? I caught up with some of our listeners on the weekend. Glenn Griffin was one of them, and he was one of the guys that we gave the boots to.
Good bloke, Glenn.
Nice fella. And he loves his boots.
Huh? And every rider loves them.
Canines. And
fucking mate, I'm riding in my mongrels.
Well, Glenn won't ride in them because he doesn't want to ruin them.
Yeah, well, the same.
Yeah, I'm not ruining them. That doesn't ruin them. It gives them that patina. Right? I had to. You know, I was on a Harley, you know, and I put them on and off I went. It was bloody awesome, you know. But I'm going to get that wear spot, you know, that you get.
Yeah.
But that's all right because the bitch is going to see that.
They're going to know you ride a bike.
And then what happens then? Panties splash fucking on the floor. Huh? They're going to know I'm a bike rider because my mongrel boots bear witness to that.
How do you know the panties don't come down just because you're wearing mongrels?
Well, they could. They come down faster because there's a bike thing. Right? Usually it takes about, you know, you can count to maybe 100.
Okay.
Before the splat. Now, under 30 splash down.
A rating.
I reckon Mungle needs to produce a special prayer to keep the bitches back. I reckon. Back. Give a man time to make a dignified retreat.
That's it, yes.
Or get a beer or something.
Yes.
All right, poem, yes?
They should have a force field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
special spray that comes out.
Capsicum spray.
Yeah.
Back the fuck back, right? Take your underpants with you, right? You go. Right. My Portimao poem.
Oh, no.
Spare a thought for poor Marini. No more wearing a bikini. Unless it's made of failure shit, he must now hate the world a bit. He sits in tears post every race. He stares out blankly into space. His balls have withered, small and dank. His hot young wife he doesn't spank. He wails and cuts his thighs with glass. He makes self-harm upon his ass. Oh, how could it have come to this? He once lived in total bliss. His half-brother was fucking God. The bitches fainted at his bod. His girlfriend's hotness is a gift. She fucked him once inside a lift. He used to race up near the front. He used to be right in the hunt. But then the pooge came in the dark and swapped him for that traitor Mark. Can be a factory rider, boy, the fuck of leather said with joy. You have the talent and the skills to ride my Honda and its ills. Those ills will fix, so have no fear. Your home's now HRC right here. And then he signed a big fat check and let young Luca ride that wreck. But Luca cannot ride that cunt because all it does is fucking shunt its rider into the fucking rocks and makes him eat 10 bags of cocks. He comes dead last right up the back. If he can keep it on the track, 3 dozen sets of leathers wait. There's 50 helmets in a crate for those dark days when Lucas splats and sees a million flying bats and slides and rolls and flies real high and hits the ground just like a pie. And let's not say he was not told. They told him this would get real old and really quick and really bad, and it will make you fucking sad. You massive fucking stronzo dick, you'll make our mother fucking sick, said Rossi when he heard the word that Luca's going to ride this turd. And Marta, who is Luca's wife, said, why are you now for fuck my life? You know that pooge cannot be trusted. You know your hot ass will be busted. And who will then suck your fine dick and do that sexy little trick that makes you beg and moan and cry? I have to ask you, why? And that's what Luca asks himself each time he pulls his helmet off the shelf and jams his handsome head inside and thinks no more about his pride. Now, all he thinks about is pain and which fat kidney he will sprain and which strong bone will now be crushed and to which hospital he'll be rushed. The end. By Boris Mayhill.
You are next level, Boris.
Age 12.
Now you know why Honda doesn't sponsor the show this year.
It's all Lucas' fault.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bloody hell.
We have a don't have a held glove competition winner.
We don't.
No.
Why not?
Because Pedro.
Nobody got it
Pedro.
Right.
Actually, no, a few people picked Pedro to come third, but to get that order right, it fucked them up.
Yeah.
But it was great, you know. And but remember, made in Germany, 50% off Easter sale. Do it now. There's a limited sizes, limited stuff, but, you know, everything from race suits to sugar helmets. Go have a look. It's all happening.
All of the gear.
All of the
gear. Go and get it.
So the pre-race stuff. Did you see that?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. The Butte marching band, it was...
That was pretty epic. I liked the marching band.
It was a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like fucking 100 motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're proud countrymen.
They are, right? They got a few parachuters with flags hanging off their legs and two fighter jets. That's the whole Portuguese Air Force.
That's it, yes. That was it, yes.
Yeah, it's the one they own and the one they borrow from Spain.
But yeah, that's right.
All the guys in the marching band are all actually fighter pilots.
All right.
There's and just they no
take
planes
turns,
for them.
They take turns.
Yeah, and so when they're not flying, they
march.
They play musical instruments.
Blow something.
Fair enough. That, I mean, what else is an Air Force for?
Yeah. For, just for displays. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
A good band.
Well, did you see Aurea, the lady you sang?
Yeah, she was interesting.
Oh, delightful, tattooed hottie with pierced everything.
I mean, they got
nose.
They got the sound wrong early on.
Oh, I didn't care. Yeah, she's got tattoos and her ears are pierced, the nipples are pierced, the nose is pierced, the vajula's pierced. Fucking great. She sang a beautiful war song about recalling Poland's colonial glory, you know, when they sailed around the world and killed natives in the name of Christ and the Pope and steal all this shit.
She had Carmelo standing at attention.
Yeah, fucking
I've never seen him so erect.
Yeah.
He was...
very upright.
He was so happy. Been on the Viagra, that boy.
He was in the moment, wasn't he? He was in the moment.
Do you know what that Portuguese national anthem says?
No.
It's a call to battle.
Oh, good. I love those ones.
Yeah. It's fucking beautiful.
Better than give me a home among the gum trees or whatever.
No, it's fucking to arms over land and sea for the fatherland fight against the cannons, march on, huh? Huh? It's like almost like the French one.
Yeah.
About, you know, the pure blood and... Yeah. And hoist the undefeated flag and may Europe cry out to the whole earth, Portugal has not perished. Kiss your merry ground and your victorious arm and gave the new worlds to the world. And that was back when they were colonized, one of the world's...
Yeah.
Well, that's them. I love it. It was great, you know. So... The grid girl critique, I think we're there. Yeah.
Where is it? Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, now, what was that
You know
from?
What it should be.
What was that from? What track was that from?
Sounded like a Star Wars thing.
No, that was Gerry Anderson, Space 1999 opening theme song.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
How do you know this?
I'd never heard it, haven't heard it in 25, 30 years, but there you go.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I know
it's,
shit.
Yes.
You do.
Holy crap.
You know what I know?
That's amazing.
I know Portugal is a cornucopia of Portuguese hotness.
Brunettes. That's the thing that stood out to me.
Fucking amazing.
It was a sea of brunettes.
And, there was one blonde. Right. But the beast, that girl would make a lovely future wife for him. Yeah, I think well-nourished, with lovely curves, long, straight, dark hair, went down past the bum.
Yeah.
Healthy. I mean, just healthy, you know. She would spend all day brushing that shit.
Healthy.
That's great.
What's a good girlfriend like? Healthy.
You know what a fucking sick
the
one?
Fuck?
The tiger won't eat her ass if she's sick.
I liked Oliveira. What?
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, you liked her? Now, Vinales. Vinales is stunning and sultry, but not happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, she looked angry.
She was not celebrating 70 fucking 5 years of MotoGP passion at all. And she fucking should be, because it's the 75th anniversary. Yeah, bitch, right. Please.
Yeah.
Happy that fucking shit up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yara was there.
Oh, did you see? She's gone blonde.
Full blonde.
Get fucked. Yes.
Suicide blonde.
Suicide blonde. Sexiness fucking several levels through the roof.
It you says, shot before the even race even
I'm
started.
Done. I'm done. She says to me, I'm hot and you all know it, bitches.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. That's what it says. Bezos, cute as the sexiest bunny rabbit ever.
Yeah.
Fuck. Lip filler was on point.
Is lip filler ever on point?
Yeah, it was this time.
I'm not either.
Okay, but it's just enough to look pouty without becoming a trout.
Makes their lips go hard.
I just want a woman belt. That looks like a woman instead of a duck. What going on with all this bullshit here?
Did you see the girl that they gave to Baby Jeebus? It wasn't a girl. It was a team lady. She looked like a stern schoolmistress.
But that's what he needs.
Because he's too young to be offered too much sexy this early on.
Yeah, not while he's getting on the bike.
Nah.
It's all over.
Because at that age, the erections are instantaneous.
You can't control shit. Yeah.
And you can't race with your fucking knob smashing into the tank at fucking under heavy braking.
You know, he needs to focus.
He needs to focus. So no sexy for Baby Jeebus, and that's right. I'm good with that.
Yes, no.
Mark Marquez. They're giving Marquez bitches this year because last year all he got was fucking Honda. Blower and fucking some poosh. Now he gets girl. Fucking she was a killer blonde hottie, crop top jeans, big girlfriend vibe. Would have made whoever that woman hugging his dad in the fucking pits, a little. If that's his girlfriend, I don't know. I'm not sure. Mere fucking monster sex princess, smiles, monster lycra. Fucking yes. Fabulous got another monster sex princess centerfold, sassy, confident, pretty much invisible to Fabulous.
Yeah. Didn't care. No. He's just got a one-track mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Himself. Focused.
Yeah, that's right.
They could have talked handbags or something.
That's a nice Dior you got there.
It's
Chanel.
No, Chanel.
Fuck off, right? And the captain. The captain got one that looked vulpine.
Vulpine?
What's vulpine?
I mean, she looks like a fox, like the animal fox, right?
Right.
It was kind of hot.
Samantha Fox.
It's kind of hot. A bit too hard on the lip filler. It looks like someone slapped her across the mouth for being too foxy.
Yeah.
Fucking shut up. But no, I don't advocate violence against women. You go to jail if you hit women.
No, you get hit by Friday.
And then someone fucking turns you into their fucking girlfriend in jail.
Yeah.
And rightly so. But yeah, that's still. You know, I've been punched in the mouth and my lips have swelled up like that.
And that was a problem, but these girls are doing it on purpose. It's what I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
No, we don't like it. But if you want to do it, you do it, girls. I don't know.
Last time I saw lips like that, they had a hook in it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I hear.
All right. Just saying.
So, the main race.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get up, but take from them everything!
You've been busy You've been busy while I've been away.
I have. We can talk about this. Sponsored by SC Project. Bitches, sex cannons for adventure bikes.
Yeah.
You make sense. It has to be.
Yeah, because you want it lighter.
Yeah.
And noisier because out in the bush, nobody can hear you scream.
And stronger.
That's right. It's about safety too.
Yeah.
When you're in the bush.
You know, and they run cooler, which is important. They run cooler than the stock pipes in a wrench bike because they're bound to, right? Because sometimes you can set fire to shit, right, with your exhaust. I've seen it happen, right?
Yeah. Let's park over there in the long grass.
Yeah. The spinner pecs will set.
Oh, dear, everything's burnt. We're going to die out near in the bush. Anyway, why would you not fit them? What's wrong with you? And our bush is already far too sexy for its own good.
Yeah, it needs a good burning occasionally.
It does because SC Projects is a partner with Alex Cudlin.
Yeah.
And sexy Cudlin.
His Aussie bike or hike tour business.
The Transalps, all XL750 Transalps. Yeah. They've all fitted with sex cannons.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the combo of Alex Cudlin, the hot Cudlin, as we all know, and SC Project has sent the sexy through the roof. The bush itself has a hard on.
I thought Alex was the munted one.
No. Damien.
Damien's a munted one.
No, Damien's not munted. Don't say that. Damien listens and he's aggressive and violent.
You're the one that calls him munted.
I call the asparagus munted. I don't call Damien. I've eaten kebabs with him in the street of Port Macquarie. We were munted.
We're both
munted. Fuck, we were munted. Both munted as shit. Right. So anyway, the koalas are flapping in the trees. Every wallaby in Australia is now pregnant. Every one. Fucking just looking at cuddling makes wallabies pregnant, right? But that's not all. SC Project is also partnering with Daryl Beatty. And Daz is not as physically hot as the hot cuddler, but his bikes are now every bit as sexy as Alex's. So Australia's Outback Adventures have hit peak sexy thanks to SC Project Oceania.
Yeah.
Right, the main race.
We've lost Fredo.
No, he's just gone to have a
Run out.
Pish, pish. Make the pish pish.
As soon as we start talking about sex cannons, he has to go and shake his.
I get it. I get it. So the main race.
Hang on. Have you blokes noticed how busy pit lane and the grid is now? Like, seriously, take a proper look. Like, there's the team shirts, there's the umbrella girls.
And then there's a thousand other people.
Yeah, but then you see these blokes in, pair of jeans and Reeboks.
Taking selfies.
Yeah, I wonder, how the hell do you get there?
I don't know.
Did you just have a couple of cold ones, jump the fence and
you've got to be famous at something else?
Yeah.
Or you've got to have a big Instagram profile so that you can share it.
Because who did the Portuguese have there as their celebrity? He was the manager of the world's greatest football manager.
Yeah, the special one, they called
it. He's managed like all the greatest football clubs, into Milan, Barca, all of them. I forget his name because I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But he was like
Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho. That's him. Yeah. Even His Excellency came
to greet him. Yeah.
And hold him.
And he got to wave the checkered flag.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But at least he waved it okay. You get those fuckwits that just wave it and they go like this and it wraps around the fucking stick and then they can't fucking. And then the captain does an extra lap because he didn't fucking see the flag.
Yeah.
But it was excellent. The race, Martin dominated.
Not that anybody will ever remember it because nobody even fucking said anything about it. We're too busy looking at the rookie extraordinaire, what do you want to call it this week?
Yeah.
You know, the rookie sensation. The
rookie sex geyser, yes.
I mean, does Martin even know that he won?
No, I don't think so. No one cares.
But he won.
Because so much happened, right? Vinales tried very hard to catch him. Like, he fucking tried and tried and tried. He tried so hard his brain short-circuited. But just, right? And, whether he miscounted the laps, lost his way, who knows, right? I don't buy the gearbox thing, Tugs.
The only reason...
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, what they're going to say. The fucking fuckwit didn't miscount the laps like the other fuckwit.
What was Matt saying when he walked back into the pits? Sorry. When he was talking and the cameras are quiet trying to make out what he's saying. Do we know what he said?
No, I don't, but I can find it.
Yeah.
Well, he was flying. Well, Beast couldn't catch him. Beast could not catch him. He was trying, right, until he went mad, right, and crashed. Yeah. But that was great because massive vagina kill had a brain fart. That's what I'm thinking. But behind them, how amazing was that?
Mm-hmm.
Pecco just couldn't stay with him. He just could not stay with him. But it looked like Mark Marquez could.
Yes.
But blessing them all came Baby Jeepers. Yeah. First, he blessed fucked Jack.
Well, he didn't just bless fuck Jack.
Yeah.
He pretty much destroyed Jack's race.
Yeah.
He pushed Jack so wide, Jack couldn't come back from there.
But then who did he bless fuck then? The Binder.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Get that in here. Right, fucking rhinoceros cunt, right, whatever the fuck.
Just keep my orange bike warm for me.
I'm going to ride one of these two next year, right?
Yeah.
And then he blessed fuck Mark Marquez, like, fuck you, Mr. 8 times, not Mr. 9 times, fuck you, right?
I'm already Mr. 2 times.
Yeah, I'm Mr. 2 times. I'm coming to be Mr. fucking 38 times by the looks of it. And then he climbed so deep into Bag's ass and blessed fucked him big style, just fucking. And his tyres didn't go... he then fed, he gapped him immediately when he passed. He gapped him.
Yeah.
And Marquez saw this as a chance to offer Bags his condolences by passing him, and he did. And then Bags passed him back, and then it all went to shit when they were side by side.
Yeah.
And,
that was racist.
Bags is going.
Hasn't the internet gone crazy over that?
Oh, fuck, what?
Everyone's picked a team.
No. Look, I'm not a fan of Marquez, but that's not his fault.
No,
you know?
He was always going to close the door. Marquez was always going to pull that back.
He's trying to turn
in
the bags, and bags is going, no, fuck you, and get fucked, fuck off, and blah, 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 boom, boom.
At the end of the day, races are going to race, right?
Yeah.
And I hate this reaction that we have. We've got to find someone at fault
all the
time. You know, sometimes it's just racing.
Well, that was it. Yeah. You know, like,
and they're both penalised. They're both out of the fucking race.
Of course.
They both lost fucking 20 points or whatever.
Like, Pecco, you know, did, you know, it's his fault, and Mark Marquez, it was his fault, and race direction smashed two bongs and said, no, it can't fault. Fuck off. Move on with your lives.
For once, I agree with him.
Yeah.
And this didn't the crashing, though, chuck a fucking live goat in the championship meat grinder?
Well, it did. But, you know, it's...
Because Vinales fell off, Baby Jeebus came third.
Hmm.
Everything has gone upside down, tits up. Yeah. But look, he's such a long way to go, people.
Yeah, I know. But
it's early days.
But how crazy is it? And, you know, like when the silly season starts very soon, it will.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to make them even crazier.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Before we move on, talk about Baba Jeebus being on the factory bike next year. He's on the factory bike now.
Clearly.
They have given him the same fucking machine.
Yeah.
There's no way he's doing that on a fucking inferior. He's got the RC16. He's got exactly the same thing with a different fucking guesser fearing.
His teammate hasn't.
Fernandez,
no.
And I feel very sorry for him for this one.
Yeah.
The problem is that KTM will want him on an orange bike next year.
Oh, 100%.
Because if he's going to be sticking it on the podium, they want the orange bikes on the podium, not the red ones.
Well, the orange men were sitting there, the big, big fucking swinging dicks of KTM were there, and they're like giving themselves a good stroking.
One of them was rubbing his fucking knob against the back of Pit Byra's head with such happiness. Get up and walk.
This is their megastar. They will never let him go. Even if he wants to go, they never let
him. No, you're not leaving. You can't leave. We're just going to...
Just keep buying you. You can own Austria by the end of next year, I reckon.
So Marc Marquez fell off, but still managed to finish ahead of Luca.
Yeah, he got back up and still beat Luca.
But the only reason Luca wasn't totally last was because more Bedelli also fell off and finished just behind him. So Luca was sandwiched in the back between two blokes who had crashed. And I saw Fabulous every day trying to climb through the window at Aprilia. Fucking someone talk to me. Listen to me. I have these problems. I need to talk to you. He finished seventh. So Mir was the fastest Honda. He came 12th, and Foul Fernandez fell off, which made some people smile. I'm looking at you, Remy Gardner. Pit Byra was fucking happy as, right? And even His Excellency descended from Mount Olympus to hug Baby Jeebus.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
in Park Vermé.
I did.
Cardamello, His Excellency was hugging him.
Can we go back to silly season for a sec?
Yeah.
So look at Ducati. So they've already said they're bringing the Vermin up.
Yeah.
So the Vermin goes to Pramac.
Well, why would they put him in Pramac? Why would they give him a factory bike in his first year? Why?
Well, where else are they going to put him?
Put him in the fucking Gresini.
I don't think that'll happen.
Why not?
I don't think either of those two boys are going anywhere.
Both those boys are off a contract.
Well, they are. Where are they going to go?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows? Maybe Marc Marquez at Yamaha. Marc Marquez at Aprilia.
Do you reckon Marc Marquez is staying with Gresini for longer than 12 months?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No. So what does Aprilia do?
You would put Marquez on the Pramac bike. Why would you put him on this one?
I don't think he stays at Ducati. I think he goes either to Yamaha. I think either you're looking at Fabio to Aprilia.
You reckon he wants to go to a Japanese brand again?
He's not going there.
Probably not.
Nah, fuck it.
They're going to put him next to Bagnaia.
That's why the jumping is going quick. The jumping is going quick. That's why Fabio said, I don't want to do a deal now. Fucking do a deal now.
Because whatever one does impacts on everyone else.
Right. Yeah. You start taking the...
One door closes.
Yeah. It's like the Jenga. You take the thing out of the brick out of the thing and everything falls.
The Jenga season. That's what it is. Yeah.
And so Fabio will do a deal real fast. I think before he even gets back to Jerez, I think the deal will be done by Jerez.
I don't think the captain has a choice next year.
No, I was going to say, I think it'd be wise for Aprilia to try and nail down someone because Aprilia needs someone.
They do. And the
captain's not
leaving. No, he's not it.
Aprilia won't.
But he's also not leaving.
Well, I don't think there's a. I don't think he'll have a choice this year. Yeah. I, like they've let him continue this year. I don't think he'll have a choice.
You can't fucking sack
year.
The cap.
You need you the best to. Riders on the best bikes.
Well, and the problem it's is the cap. Oliveira has
the third best rider in the paddock. Ask him. He'll tell you.
But Oliveira was. I think they looked at Oliveira as the guy that was going to step into the captain's shoes. But that hasn't really happened.
It hasn't happened.
But the ingredients are all there at Aprilia. I think. I just think they need the right ass in the right seat.
Absolutely. That's exactly. That's absolutely right. And I think. Fabio might be that guy.
Yeah.
I think Fabio would kill people on that bike.
I do. Yeah,
he will win races on that Aprilia.
Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
And another thing that I've noticed, I think Martin learnt a lot at the end of last year when he lost that championship.
Yeah.
Like, we're only two races in this year, I get it.
But he's
coming back in smarter and he's just as hungry.
Yeah.
So he's got a wiser head.
I have no doubt in my mind. I didn't have much doubt last year, but this year I'm 100% positive Martin will win the championship.
I think so
he
too.
He will win. And I think he will be very happy with this, and I think he will be – I mean, he will move on. But if Ducati don't put him in the factory seat, he will go to Yamaha.
Well, Pramac already said he's going. Pramac already said this is Jorge Martin's last year on our bike.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So he goes somewhere. He won't go to Honda. He's not an idiot.
No. Yamaha's not much better than Honda either, though, is it?
Probably not, you know, but there's a lot of money there. There'll be a lot of money waiting for
but
him.
But Martin's got a lot of pride on the line, and if he wins his first world championship, does he want to go backwards?
Well, and Martin could also be the one in Aprilia's sights.
That's what I was thinking.
He's good mates with the captain.
Interesting, but the teammate, like if you get Fabio and Martin at Aprilia, Maverick will shuffle off, I don't think he'll say anything around. His contract's up this year too, isn't it?
It is.
Who wants him?
I think if Aprilia plays their cards right, they're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
They've got to get the right riders.
Yeah.
The right bums on seats. You're exactly right. So we've been saying it for
the championship, years. The championship.
Jorge Martin on 60, Brad Binder 42. Mm-hmm. Binder's always like he manages to fucking not really do anything, but be in the top three in the championship.
Well, Mir won a championship like
by not
that,
doing anything.
By not doing anything.
Yeah,
he won the one race.
Wow,
that's why they call him one.
One Mir.
The Beast on 39, Bagnaia 37, Acosta 28, Marc Marquez 27. So still tight. Still tight.
Yeah, but you know, it's like these little things, these little gaps, DNFs, you know.
Here's the other thing, right? Marc Marquez, he's what, 33 points off the lead. Everybody struggled. Everybody who was on the 2023 Ducati last year struggled with it early. Mm-hmm. Right? They all took a while to adapt to it. Marc Marquez is getting on and beating half the guys on the 2024 bikes.
And he's heading to America.
Yeah, COTA next round.
He loved this place.
He loves the place. And it's almost like he's just been – he hasn't been cruising, but he hasn't been going fucking nuts either.
Yeah.
When he gets there, where he loves it, fucking look out.
Yeah. Oh, fucking look out. Stop. I don't – but look, it's over.
He'll win in America.
No, he won't.
He will.
No, he'll crash. He'll crash
if
again.
If he doesn't crash, he'll win.
He will crash again. The time of Marquez is over.
I love this part of the show.
I don't give a fuck, right? Yous are all
he's
wrong.
He's not going to win another championship,
no.
I agree.
No.
But he'll win in Kota. Give him Kota, give him Germany. Fuck it, there you go. Here's a two. Two for you. Beautiful.
Yeah, Kota in the Saxon ring. Yeah.
No, no, you see, I'm inside his fucking head already. He believes. I'm fucking deep inside his fucking head. He believes he's going to win Kota. The ass-eating tiger is coming.
You're deep inside his head like an ass-eating tiger.
Like an ass-eating tiger. So he thinks he's going to win a Coda because he always wins a Coda, except fucking last year he didn't win a Coda. It was fucking good.
Rins won it.
Yeah, Rins won at Coda, right? And, you know, Coda is no longer the horsepower Romeo, right? That they
fucking it will be. Just wait.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have my doubts. I don't think it's there. I don't think it's there for him anymore.
I think it is.
I'm looking forward to seeing what
I think he's easing his way in. And now that he's had a crash, he needs to step it up because he's now 33 points behind and he doesn't want to give away a lead.
Nope.
He wants to come into the back half of the season. He wants to hit the summer break no more than 30 points from the lead of the championship.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fucking look out.
All right, well, thank you so much, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
I feel worn out. I feel like...
Well, don't be too worn out. We need to record our Patreon show now.
But I'm like one of them old street walkers, you know, after a big Friday.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Have you seen them? Yeah.
I've seen them.
All their knees shaking, they can't walk, they're carrying their heels in their shoes. And the US Navy's getting back on its boat, and, you know, she's late. That's how I feel. I feel hard used, and I laughed so much this show, I fucking almost shat myself. It was fucking great.
Well, you can go and have a wash and come back for Patreon.
Yeah, I'm ready for the fucking
Patreon. Hey, it's good to have Simo with
us. It is good.
It's good to be here. I like it. I love it.
It's great to have us all together.
Yeah, back in the same room.
It's hard when we're not together. It's hard. Like it's
hard.
We're still fucking amazing, but.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
We love you. Bye.